Welcome to a somber episode of Natty's Land. Trigger warning, this episode will contain firsthand discussion of the Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Please note that these emotions are raw and may contain graphic descriptions. We will also be speaking about changes that need to occur in this nation to stop this senseless act. We are not trying to upset anyone with our views. These are our views after the events and have unfolded. And as you know, I'm Natasha. I'm the mother.
I'm Adriana, and I am the daughter.
And I'm Ben, the gnome.
So before we start this episode, I just want to let you know, I want everybody to keep what we are talking about with an open mind and understand that this is coming from a point of view of somebody that was there, a point of view of somebody that loves somebody that was there, and we have opinions, and keep your politics out of them, out of this conversation, and please just listen with an open mind. So yesterday was the Chiefs parade. We were so excited for the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
We had been planning on going to this since even before they had been planned on winning the Super Bowl.
I put my day off of work.
Yeah, we all put ahead in of our time. Days off. We were all so excited to go. Could not wait. Just to be even in the same vicinity as those players and those coaches.
And just the electricity.
And just everything, the vibrations just in the crowd, everything. I was so excited to be able to get to go to that because I'm sorry, but I'm a broke bitch and I cannot afford to go to games. So this is the closest I got to going to a game this year. And unfortunately, somebody just decided they had to ruin it for everyone.
So back up.
Sorry.
That's okay. Yesterday morning, I'll back up even more, probably Tuesday, early Tuesday, I just started getting like a weird feeling about it, but I told Ben that I was still going to take the day off work and we would still, try to watch it on TV. And then of course, you know, everybody has kids and somebody needs to watch kids. And so it kind of just come down to the point of like, well, me and Ben were like, well, maybe we shouldn't go, but we were still thinking about it. It was still an option. But on Wednesday morning, Valentine's, mm-hmm. I wake up and I have a splitting migraine and you get up.
Yeah. And I'm very excited, ready for my day. I woke up early. Took a shower.
Trying to get Grayson out the door.
Got Grayson out the door to school. Was fully in my Chiefs gear, ready to go start my drive to go down to Kansas City. Because even though you weren't going to go, I know that, you know, one thing that we did talk about on the podcast was going down there to be able to get some, just some footage and stuff for us to put on our page and everything. So I was like, I'll still go down there. My friend also wanted to go, So me and Cam both went down there together. We thought it was going to be amazing, and we were giggling the entire way. You know, this is the start of our road trips for this year, and we're just so excited just to see everything that we had planned on doing and everything like that. And we were just having a great time heading on the way down there. We were just trying to race down there as quickly as we could to try to make sure we could make it in time for the parade, because we wanted to be able to see everybody. I mean, I don't think me or you have missed a single game this season.
No. But me and Ben,
yeah,
dropped off the other grands.
Yeah, because my niece and nephew were here staying the night because my oldest brother was also heading to Kansas City last night, but yeah, he stayed the night in Kansas City.
So he could get front row.
So he could get front row at Union Station. At the Union Station, yeah.
So we were driving down the highway after we dropped off the grands, and I looked up in and I said, I'm just going to say this out loud because I don't want it to happen.
And I will say, also, just for the record, before I went, me and you had a full-blown argument that you didn't want me to go because you felt like something like this was going to happen. So I'm just going to state that for the record, that nobody can just say that she's saying this now because of everything we know on the news. She literally said this before we had even left.
Well, we were on our way to breakfast, and we were driving down the highway, and I said, Ben, I'm going to say this out loud so it just doesn't happen, but I just got a bad feeling. There's a lot of people in one place all at once. It's a beautiful day. I just don't feel good about this. And I just felt like me saying it cleansed my conscience, and that meant that it wasn't going to happen. So fast forward, we get a phone call from Adriana, and she's at the very beginning of the parade route.
I was at the start. There was nobody else there, and I know now why there was nobody else there. And that is because none of the players get out until there's more people on the roads. So what I chose to do is I started hopping barriers and chasing after the vans and the double
double-decker buses.
Because as they were pulling away from me, I just see Patrick Mahomes pop his head up. And I was like, oh my God, where were you even at? And started running after the vans, and I FaceTimed Mom. Because I wanted her to be able to see it, because I knew she really wanted to be there.
There was Patrick. There was Brittany. There was Travis.
Everybody was out there. Andy Reid. Yeah. Tech Nine. We saw so many people. We saw the Hunt family, the trophy.
Meanwhile, Ben and I are at the house streaming it from the Kansas City news station, streaming it on the TV, watching it. So much fun was had down the parade route.
It was honestly, I didn't see any negativity down the route. Everybody was so happy, and it was such a great time. And even the players with how sweet they were being to everyone else, it was great. It was amazing. Like, there was no reason for any ill intent for that day, because that day was just, it was a beautiful day. It was nice outside. Everybody was having a great time.
There was lots of kids.
Lots of children. And that's like one of the hardest things that I'm like, even now, is the fact of there were definitely way more children at that than there were adults. And it does definitely break my heart, because I know where we were at. And unfortunately, where we did end up after the parade route, because we decided, you know what, let's follow the parade for a little bit. We started following them for a little bit. And then I was like, you know what, let's go run to the car really quick. Go find a spot over by Union Station and go to Union Station and find a really good spot. So by the time they get out there and everything, we'll be able to be there. So we get down there, get onto Union Station, get down the square. There was no spots to park in. So I had to very much park illegally. I'm so sorry, Kansas City Police Department. But yes, my vehicle was parked illegally, very much so. But so was everybody else's. So whatever. But I park, and me and my friend Cam go inside. And it was amazing when we walked inside. It smelled amazing. There was those hot dog vendors with the onions and the peppers.
I heard there's like barbecue trucks and stuff.
Oh, there was a barbecue truck. We were going to go, but the line was so long. And I'm so upset that it happened, because they had Kansas City Chiefs ponchos that I really wanted to buy one for Mom, but I didn't have the chance to, unfortunately. And it was great. It really was. The group of people that we were in was a nice group of people. Yes, they were very much intoxicated. But they were having the time of their lives.
As were the players.
And it was honestly, the saddest thing is I definitely enjoyed everything that happened. And as I've told to Mom, if things wouldn't have went the way they would after, I think everybody would have remembered that day as an amazing day down in history for sure. Like they said, whenever they were, I don't remember who it was talking, just because everything really right now is a blur since, you know, it's still pretty new, but it was one of the coaches, I think. It was whoever was announcing everybody else. I can't think of names right now, but he's like, this is one for the history books, and it definitely was, but it's sadly for other reasons now.
Yeah.
And I do also feel so awful for the Kansas City Chiefs at the same time, because this was their time to celebrate with their city. their time to celebrate, and I don't understand why someone had to be so cruel and do that to the world. Multiple people, I'm sorry, be so cruel and do that. And it's just crazy to me because, I mean, who all was there? Tech N9ne came out. They played Swag Surf.
The guys that sing, I don't know
their name. Yeah, I don't know their name either, but it was amazing. It was awesome. Everybody talked. It was honestly just, I even have a video that I'll probably have mom, like, post it for, like, the picture of this, of how many people were there. But I have a Snapchat of me just showing the stage and turning around and showing everybody around me. And there were definitely a million people there. I can fully see it being a million people there. You had to squeeze through everything just to get where you were. And like I said, it was great. We were really close to the speakers, unfortunately, which looking at it now, I mean, now it definitely makes me look at it a different way, but we were sitting next to the speakers, and after everything was over, Travis Kelce was super drunk. They were like, all right, we're wrapping everything up, blah, blah, blah.
Before you start, I just want to say, this is the part of the episode that I'm going to say
maybe a trigger warning.
Major trigger warning, yeah, for anybody with maybe a post-traumatic stress disorder or who's experienced gun violence. So this is the trigger warning on that.
So we were standing next to the speakers with everybody else, and as they were wrapping everything up, the DJs started playing more music again, and I looked at Cam, and I was like, you hungry? Let's go get some food. Because at that point, you know, we had been driving all day. We hadn't stopped and eaten anything. We just stopped and got gas.
You guys were going to go inside of Union Station and take pictures with, like, all the stuff.
Yeah, we were going to go inside Union Station because they have a bunch of photo ops, and they let the players go in there for you to take pictures with, because I was going to go in there and have Travis Kelce FaceTime my mother. And
he would have done it.
Yeah, and I would have had FaceTime my father. But unfortunately, I was unable to do that. But right as everything was wrapping up and we were going to leave, this group of girls, there was probably 3-4 girls.
So you are turned around away from the stage at this point.
We were away from the stage, walking out of the barriers that they had made for the stage, because there was a barrier for the stage, and then there was a barrier for, like, you could go up the hill and everything. And then there was just, like, barriers around Union Station, kind of, just to keep people away from certain things. But they had everything basically open except right there. They had a whole barricade right there and then wrapped in front of Union Station. So there was a little spot up at the front that you could walk out. Well, everybody was leaving about the same time we were because everything was wrapping up. And I just feel just uncomfortable talking about it. And it sucks because it's just, like, so sad that even this had to happen.
Just take a deep breath.
My heart is just broken. Like, honestly, I just can't believe there are people in this world like this. Like, I understand there's people in this world like this, but I don't know why they have to be cruel like this and ruin things like this for people. And the most shittiest thing is about it is it's like they're saying it's over an argument. Nobody heard nobody yelling. Nobody heard nobody screaming. The only screaming I heard was in fear. I didn't hear anybody getting in any arguments, and we weren't far away from where the first shots happened.
So you were turning around in a group of...
We were turning around and we were leaving, and we noticed this group of little kids come running up to us. It was about 3 or 4 little girls. They didn't look like they were out of, like, elementary school. Honestly, like, 5th, maybe middle school, maybe 6th. But they came running up to us, and they just looked horrified. Horrified. Like, bawling their eyes out, not knowing what was going on. And I was like, what the heck? Like, and in my mind, I'm like, maybe they lost their parents, and they're just freaking out, you know? And I just, like...
Because at this time, you didn't know anything had happened.
I didn't know anything had happened because we were right next to the speakers.
And it was loud.
And it was loud. And the speakers were lined up, like, where we were walking out to get to the exit. Because we were up against the barricades that were up in front of the Union Station when we were walking out.
And this is the west side.
The west side of the station. over by, like, the parking garage. And they had, in front of the parking garage, they had it closed off, but they also had a bunch of police officers standing right there. Whenever, like, everything was going on. And as we were walking out, those girls ran up to us, and I didn't know anything, so I was like, you know, there's police right here. Like, obviously, if they need something, they can go to the police. I was like, let's just go. And we start walking, and that's whenever we realize something is not right. And unfortunately, very big trigger warning here. I saw that there was, like, a shoe on the ground, and I was like, what the heck? And it had blood on it. And then, unfortunately, I did see somebody who was down, and I don't know, I don't feel really comfortable, like, talking about them because, you know, we don't know them, and I don't feel comfortable speaking about the person who I did see down. Unfortunately, I will say that she was one of the victims that are no longer alive. And I can't even. And at that time, I grabbed my friend and I was like, we have to get out of here. And we start running down the hallway that's connected to the bridge on Union Street, to the Union Square.
Union Station. That's okay.
And we were running down, and at that time, and it was where they had the big semi-trucks and everything set up, where they had, like, all the stage equipment, I'm guessing. And
is that when you called me?
And that's whenever I called my mom. Because I was like, something is going on, something is not right, I need to call her right now. We start running up the alley, and all of a sudden, in the direction we were running, which is where my car was parked, because since everybody was parking illegally, I just parked right in front of Union Station, like the walkthrough for the station on the side of the curb, but other people were doing it too. So I did it, and I got out of my car, went up there, and as we were running up there, I freaked out because I heard the gunshots go off, and it wasn't just one, it was multiple, and right as the gunshots went off, Mom answered the phone, and I just remember screaming, Mom, they're shooting, and she's like, what? I was like, there's active shooters, and she was like, okay, stay on the phone with me. And
I was telling you to get down. I didn't know you were.
Well, I wasn't going to get down. I started running. I immediately turned around and told my friend, I was like, we got to go. And I started running and I realized Cam wasn't behind me anymore. So I turned around and I was like, Cam. And she looked me in my eyes. I was like, come on. And I grabbed her and we linked arms and we just started running. And we ran towards the police officers because we didn't know where else to go. Like, that would be the smartest place to go, I would figure. So we started running towards the police officers, and they were all screaming at us to go, go, go. And they were shoving us all through the parking garage. I think probably, there was probably about 100 of us running through the parking garages and through the staircases just to get out of there. And once we got out of there and got under, we were under the underpass of the bridge of where my car was parked. And we just started running to my car. And once we got up the stairs, I think they were stairs. Such a blur because my mom told me that the same underpass I was at was the exact same spot that they took Jackson Mahomes. And I didn't see anybody under there. Honestly, I just ran. There was a lot of people. But by the time we had got up to our cars, they had already had everybody custody. And what we had heard going off of the shots were apparently the same alley right up, like, not that far up the road where the barriers start on the sidewalk for the walkway. They had tackled the guy and he was trying to shoot at them, I guess, to, like, shoot at people still when they were tackling him, and that's what we heard, was the gunshots going off for that. But apparently, in between where we were running, there was also two other gunmen that I don't know the true facts about everything on that, but they said that they had something to do with it or something, whatever. Honestly, it's been so much to try to deal with. I honestly, once I got in the car, me and my friend probably didn't talk for about 20 minutes down the road. And the first thing I said was, I can't believe that somebody would ruin something like this. And I can't believe that somebody would be so inhumane to hurt children like this. Because, unfortunately, I'm going to have to live with these visions and these things I've had to see. I'm going to have to relive this over and over again. Because, unfortunately, somebody put me and all these other millions of people through this. Mm-hmm. And it's so sad. Because it just breaks my heart on everything, like, because just to think about the kids, like, really, there were so many children there. Mm-hmm. And then what kills me and you have been talking about this, and this isn't me trying to dig at anybody's political views, because in my opinion, I didn't vote, I don't have a right to say anything on anybody. But how is Mike Parsons going to get up there and sit there and talk about how our great nation is and how
it is? Our state is great.
You know what I mean. Whatever. People can judge me in the comments or whatever if they want. This is our platform. I can talk however I want. I don't really care at the end of the day. But the fact that he got up there and was talking about how they brought it home for us and they did this for us. Okay, but you didn't protect us when you were running away from the violence. You are the reason why people are so accessible to get guns in the state of Missouri, and you don't want to do anything to change it.
So back in 2021, Mike Parsons signed a bill that basically made the federal gun laws abolished in the state of Missouri.
Which means if you've ever been in a domestic assault, if what else is it if you
so it the federal gun laws say that if you are charged with domestic violence that you're not able to get a gun, you have the 24-hour cool down period. They're not allowed to sell guns at trade shows without proper background checks and things like that. But the state of Missouri has signed bills to where it's just so much easier access a gun.
Let me also make it clear that I'm not somebody that I guess you could say is against people owning guns, because I've been raised my whole life with people owning guns. My grandma, where she lives, used to be called Shotgun Granny because she used to have shotguns hidden all around her house. Everyone that I've ever known, my dad has guns, my mom has guns. Like, everybody that I have ever lived with or grown up with has had them. And, I mean, we've been taught gun safety. We've been out to the gun range.
But you also know that if you shoot somebody,
that you kill.
That you're going to either hurt or kill them.
No, I know. But it's just, like, what could possibly, like, make you want to do that? I just feel like, and I just want to make it clear that I'm not trying to say people shouldn't have guns. People aren't allowed to have guns. You want to go hunting? Go hunting. Yeah. I don't care. Just be smart. Be smart. Why would you want to go murder a bunch of people?
That is so awful. Keep your guns put up to where they're not easily accessible to family members or friends that come over and can just take them.
Because three of those people that were arrested for the shooting
are juvenile.
Are teenagers.
Yeah.
Are teenagers. And when we were running, there was an old man who was like, they're just kids. They're just kids, and we couldn't figure out what they were talking about until they posted photos of the people who they were arresting, and I was like, those are straight-up children. Those are little kids, and what is their affiliation with this? This can't be an argument.
So, and that's the crazy thing, is because the FBI has went on and said that it was an argument that that turned wrong. We've seen videos of one of the gentlemen that they believe are involved. He looks like he's staggering drunk. Now, we're not for sure if these people brought a gun just because they're normal carriers.
Yeah.
Or if they had this planned. I don't think they're ever going to admit that they had anything planned.
Even if they did. It honestly, the way it feels is it feels like they all probably knew each other. And watch this. If this comes out and they get arrested and they go to court for this shit and this shit all comes out and I'm spot on the money on this, I'm just going to be like, I fucking told you also. And I think you're 100% right with what you told me as well. They came, they got too distracted with everything going on. They wanted to do it earlier, but then they chickened out because they were enjoying the show And then when everybody was leaving.
Because it seemed like as soon as everybody started to turn away.
Until everybody was leaving.
Everybody was started to turn away. And then that's whenever they were saying that shots rang out.
And it's crazy. And I think I'm so lucky and so thankful for how quickly I did get out of there. Because luckily I did only see one person down. We did see a lot of blood. A lot of blood. Me and my friend were walking up the sidewalk, like I had mentioned, and there was just trails of blood. Like somebody had been shot and was running and bleeding everywhere. And I got home last night and I didn't think anything of it, just kicked my shoes off. And even this morning, my friend texted me and was like, make sure you check your shoes. Mine had blood on them. So please make sure you check yours. And I thought mine were good because I looked at mine and they didn't look dirty or anything. But then once I saw them in the sun, like out here in your room and how bright your bedroom light is, I saw it and I had to make mom clean it up. And the thing that just really sucks is like, I don't want to make this about me because it's not about me. And like I told mom, I don't want to be considered a victim in this, even though I understand I am. I understand I am, but I'm not somebody who lost my life. I'm not somebody who was hurt. I was one of the lucky ones who did get away quick enough that I didn't have to run very, you know, much. Like, me and Cam definitely did run probably the fastest and the most we've ever ran in our entire lives. Because I was not going to let her go, she wasn't going to let me go, and I wasn't going to let her go down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was not going to... Once she looked at me when we were running and she told me, you know, I'm really scared, Adriana. And when she told me that, I just immediately knew, like, I need to get her out of here. And I kind of just kicked into fight or flight mode at that point, and it was just get the fuck out. And then once we got to the parking garage, I just immediately started having a panic attack because I was like, oh my God, there's so many people right here, and you guys are going to try to shove us through the parking garage. What if somebody comes through here? Like, I was so worried we were going to all get stuck in there and have no way down with the person coming up. So I just started getting terrified. I didn't know what to do. So I just immediately grabbed the staircase and started running down the stairs. Because I was like, I'm not going to get stuck in here if somebody starts coming this way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to ramble. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I ramble a lot whenever I'm nervous. But it's just like, it definitely does suck. I feel very bad for everybody who is hurt and injured. And my family goes out, my heart goes out to the families of everybody who's been lost during this tragedy. And it's just really sad that it definitely makes me not want to go to anything ever again like this. Like, I was going to go to a music festival this summer, and I've already canceled that because I don't think I can handle it. And it definitely does break my heart because, like, I don't even know if I want to ever go down to Kansas City again.
You said you don't feel like you're a victim, but the fact that you're carrying all this with you does make you a victim.
I know, it just sucks because I don't think I should be considered one because, I don't know, it's not me trying to be like, oh, I'm different, you know, it's just like, I don't feel like I should be a victim because I did get out of there quick enough.
You are a survivor.
That would what I would be preferred. You know, I don't want to be called a victim because I wasn't somebody who lost their life. I wasn't somebody who got hurt.
But you're a survivor because you were in that situation and that it did not have, and you were not injured.
Right.
But you carry around the emotional scars.
Definitely. And it's definitely going to change the way I look at life. And I know people are like, some people are going to be like, oh, she's just crazy. Like, no, I'm not. It's just the fact of, like, I'm a 24-year-old woman, and I should not have to be worried that I'm going to be shot down going to something like that. I should not have to be worried. Like, and people are going to be like, oh, it was downtown Kansas City. You should have known what you got yourself into. It was the Kansas City Chiefs parade for the Super Bowl.
Well, let's say something here. You were not in Kansas City West Bottoms. You were not in the warehouse district.
Better side of Kansas City.
You were up by the War Memorial.
Yeah.
You were by Union Station. Yeah. You were by the Nelson Art Gallery. You were on the east side of the plaza.
We were not in the bad side of town.
You were not in the bad side of town. There was Kansas City Police Department there. There was Jackson County Sheriff's Department there. Homeland Security was there. And FBI was there. You would think with as much
police presence. And there were snipers on the building of every
There was snipers on top of Union Station.
And other buildings around.
And so you would think that with as much police presence that was there, there wouldn't be this. However, it did happen. It did happen. And, you know, we see people say thoughts and prayers to the families. Thoughts and prayers to Kansas City. I guess thoughts and prayers aren't enough. Thoughts and prayers are not enough anymore. Change.
We can't keep living like this. I don't want to raise my son to be like, oh, hey, just in case shit ever happens at school, you know, because people are dumb and get guns from their parents who don't know how to keep their guns away from their children. You know, like, it's horrible that I have to warn my son about gun safety.
But you have to.
Whenever he should just be worried about being a kid and going to school and enjoying his life. My son shouldn't have to worry about that kind of stuff. And it sucks that we're going to have to live in a generation that our kids are going to have to watch their back.
And for anybody out there that thinks that Adriana might be like, oh, well, you were just there. I saw videos of other people saying they were there. She was not
just there.
Up there on the hill. She wasn't, you know, she was
in the midst of the fire.
She was in the direct vicinity of it. She viewed.
Out of all of the three people that I knew there, none of them were as close to it as I were. I was maybe I don't even know. It was not that far, though. It really was not that far. And I'm just thankful that I had shoved myself up in that crowd, because God knows what would have happened if I didn't.
And we don't even know what direction they were even shooting from.
And I mean, maybe I was lucky because we were up close enough towards the stage, because they weren't shooting at any of the players. Thank God for that.
They weren't shooting at any of the police. They were just shooting into the crowd.
Civilians. They were only shooting us, people who did nothing wrong, innocent bystanders that were just there. Like, and it's so crazy how fast the number has been growing, because when we first left, it was three. Ten. No, it was three. The first number they called was three injured, one dead. And then next we heard 10 injured, one dead. Then we've heard 22 injured, two dead. And now they're saying
30
injured, two dead.
Well, one
now, dead. Yeah, one dead. I don't know who said
somebody said there was another death, but I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know.
Because that was the only one, unfortunately, you know, that was witnessed. But I don't know. I just believe that things definitely need to change. And I'm sorry if this hurts anybody's feelings, but like I said, I was raised with every family member I have has owned a gun. I've been around guns my entire life. I don't have a problem going and hunting with my family.
I've went to the shooting range
multiple times. It's not that I have anything about, I'm going to take your guns, because
I don't think that we should take guns.
I believe you have the right to bear arms, but safely.
And the people that shouldn't have guns. This is just proof.
This is just proof, even more proof. And I do understand that there's people out there that are like, oh, we should carry our guns, we should have whatever we want. And it's like, you know what? You guys can do whatever you want. It's perfectly fine. But as long as you're not hurting other people, that's all that matters. But there was no reason for people to have to, unfortunately, lose their lives. And like me and you were talking about, the first thing that, you know, we thought about after we left is Isaac Pacheco. My heart really does go out to Isaac, because first off, he witnessed it. He has family members, unfortunately, that have lost their lives.
Lost his brother and his sister, like, within a year apart.
And I'm so sorry that he had to come to his own city and witness that. He had to come to Kansas City after they won the Super Bowl for us. And that's how we repay him?
Celebrating.
Is by putting the fear of God into them? Like, that's awful. And to the people who were also there and bystanders. I'm so sorry if you're also, you know, feeling this way. And, you know, I'm glad that Kansas City is doing their part, but it also doesn't help for the people who drove 3 to 4 hours to come see this, unfortunately.
You said that was the longest car ride of your life.
The way home, it just felt like it was never ending. It just felt like it was never going to end. And I came home, and the first thing we did is as soon as I pulled in the parking lot, I knew Mom was going to cry. And she came out, and they just hugged me and told me how much they loved me and gave me hugs, and, you know. And at that point, I just was like, I feel awful. I just
want to go in. We're working really hard to shield Grayson, because Grayson loves the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, Grayson loves the Kansas City Chiefs. He looks up to Travis Kelce. He wants to be a tight end, so he knew I was going to see the Chiefs, and I did not want him to have my memory ruined.
You came home. We cried in the driveway.
I came home. I showed him videos of Travis Kelce and the Chiefs.
Acted
the
like parade. You had the best time in the world. Because you did.
I did have a great time. And that's what really just sucks, is because it would have been an amazing day. It would have been one that I would have been more than happy to remember and share for the rest of my life. Like, cherish that memory for real. Because That's a team, you know, I've been a Kansas City Chiefs fan my entire life. My dad tried so hard to make me a Cowboys fan, and it was never going to happen. But I've been a Kansas City Chiefs fan my entire life. And so the fact that I actually got to be in the vicinity of them and get to celebrate with them, because they worked hard. This was a tough season for us, and we pulled it out, and they deserved it. They deserve to celebrate, and it just sucks that somebody had to be like this. And I know I just keep saying that, but it's because I don't know what else to say, because why would someone do this? It really just doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
I don't think we'll ever get the true answer of what happened. I don't know if it was a gang initiation. I don't know if it was just, let's get ourselves on the news. There's just so many different reasons why this stuff happens.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, we're putting it out on the podcast because we think that people that we obviously want to hear this will hear this, because you guys are our viewers, you listen to us. We don't want it to be coming from newscasters and stuff like that. We want it to be our honest opinion. And this is the only way that we can make it our honest opinion without things being changed or anything.
So I will say, and Ben, you can chime in too on this, since you're very quiet today. As a parent, nothing is worse than getting that phone call. Well, now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I want you to call me.
No, yeah.
I want you to call me.
I already told you, if the situation happened again, it would be the exact same thing. Because if I were to die, I mean, my son doesn't have a cell phone, so I can't call my son.
Right.
So the last person that's going to hear my voice is going to be my mom.
So she calls, and all I can hear is, mom, they're shooting. And I was like, get down. But of course I didn't know where she was at, but I felt so helpless.
We were in the middle of the street, so there was no getting down.
Right. I just felt helpless, just so helpless. And of course there was nothing on the news yet.
And they delayed the live broadcast because of everything.
Yeah, they delayed the live broadcast after the governor got booed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We were booing so loud on my side.
Yeah, they delayed after he got booed, and they didn't, just in case people started screaming stuff, they wanted to be able to blurb it out. But it was the most surreal thing that you hear your child say. And not only was Adriana there, you know, my oldest son was there too.
And my best friend.
I had not had any communication whatsoever with my oldest son. And Adriana, the call dropped because
everybody started calling their families all at once, and the cell towers got jammed all at once.
Call drops. So I'm on the phone trying to call Austin, trying to find out where he's at. I've got Ben calling Adriana back, because if anything, as long as we could keep her on the phone, I know that She had stuff that she needed to take care of, but as long as she knew we were right there, I was, you know, that's what I wanted to give her if I could. Luckily, Austin was in Crown Center, but he also said he had slept downtown all night just so he could have a good seat at Union Station. He said he looked around and he said, I don't feel good about this. And his wife was like, well, what do you want to do? And he said, let's go to the parade route. So they went to the parade route. And after the players came by them, they left. Mm-hmm. Because he just did not feel okay about it. And, you know, and then, of course, I'm trying to talk to him. He's trying. He has no knowledge, no information. He's literally blocks away from you and had no idea this was going on.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, it's on CNN and we're having to call family out of state
who are freaking out about
so me. That they're not worried because they know that if there's an event, there's a good chance that at least one of us may be there.
Yeah.
So we're calling family, out of state to let them know, calling people that, like I said, I had taken the day off work. Everybody at my work thought I was going to go because I hadn't made up my mind until that morning. And I had to call my work to let them know that I was okay.
Yeah, so that they didn't worry. I called my work once I got on the road and let them know, like, I was good. Because they play the news on my office 24/7.
But if you think that gun violence will never affect you, you are wrong. You are completely wrong unless you live in a cave somewhere. Gun violence is happening everywhere. And I'm going to tell you right now, her, I knew she was on the road and I knew she was safe, but I wasn't a whole mother again until I saw her in that driveway. Because not knowing for sure your child is going to come home because they wanted to do something fun and it was stripped from them, just like it was stripped from a million other people. There are children now that are traumatized due to what has happened. Adriana, she's just now starting to process it. Yesterday, I could tell by the look in your eye whenever I talked to you on the phone that you were still in shock and you were just running on autopilot.
I was just trying to get home. Because you heard me. The first thing I said is, I want to get the fuck out of here. I want to go home.
And, you know, and she's got a lot of work to do because she's got to take care of herself. She's going to probably get in situations and she may get re-triggered from what has happened.
Well, it already happened this morning.
Yeah. So the people behind us is having some work done on her house. And I even told her when she came in, because she had taken her son to daycare. And I said, hey, just to let you know, behind us, they're working on a house and they're pounding. So they're like hammering, but it was like multiple at once. And so it was just loud bangs is basically what it was. And she was just sitting here talking to me and I had already told her that they were there, but just the loud bangs just like made her jump through her skin. And, you know, we live on the edge of town. So there is gunfire sometimes at night. And so, you know, that's some stuff that she's going to have to deal with and, you know, work through. Whether it's with a professional or if she tries to work through it on her own, that is her decision. She is an adult.
I haven't figured that out yet. I don't know how bad, you know, like I'm the type of person where I never know how bad it is until I start going through it.
But the question is like, do as Kansas Cityans, because I'm originally from Kansas City.
Yeah.
As Kansas Cityans and as Missourians, do we stop? Do we use, unfortunately, this horrific thing and make changes? Ben, what's your thoughts on it all?
I agree. I think there should be at least something done to manage the system a little more efficiently than how it's run right now, because the way it's run right now, it doesn't exist. It's just, here you go, have a nice day, come see you next week. You know, it needs to be some sort of system set in place like there was before. Granted, it wasn't much of a system, but it was something. And we can grow from that if we just apply ourselves to it. If we can legalize guns to the point to where anyone can have them, we can sure as hell make it to where
impossible for you have a squeaky clean fucking record.
Yeah. So there are ways to fix the system and or make it a little more safer, more self-aware and everything. But that's my own personal opinion. Everyone's entitled to their own at the end of the day. So
I just don't think that it needs to be so black. I mean, I don't, the thing is like, you're going to get the argument of don't take my gun. Okay.
We're not taking your guns. We're just saying, make sure that you're mentally and physically capable of having said.
What needs to happen is no, people, we're not going to abolish guns. Guns are never going to go away. They are an amendment. I get it.
Yeah.
But let's also remember that amendment was created when it was muskets and you had to pack the black powder in and the, what is it? A lead ball. And it was not made
AR-15
during assault rifles. Now, with that said, because I
don't think there was an AR-15 there, just to be
clear. No. Oh, yeah. I don't know what type of... They have not released.
Either. I'm pretty sure it was a handgun.
I don't know.
I'm not 100% sure.
Because you're not a gun aficionado. I'm not, and you can't tell by the sounds and shots and stuff like that.
No. But it wasn't a big gun, obviously, because they had it the entire time.
I mean, we've heard so many stories.
Yeah, because there's some story going around about the guys with the duffel bag. And like I said, I got out of there so quick that this all could have happened beforehand. Because like I said, I only saw one person down. And then we saw blood everywhere. But I don't know if...
I just don't understand why somebody would decide to open fire, even if there was an argument. Why are you opening fire around children? I mean, at least... I mean... Be a man and use your effing fists.
Well, and that's what I told you. I was like, I don't even give a fuck about guns, honestly. My fists will work the same way.
I mean, the point is,
that's
like...
not me being like, I'm tough or nothing. It's just saying, like, if you get in an argument with a man, is you really being a man, you shooting them? Because that shows me that you're a pussy.
Well, they were definitely cowards.
No, because they waited till everybody was leaving.
They were definitely cowards. I mean, there was police there. I mean, if they were wanting to shoot somebody, why didn't they try to shoot a cop?
Well, and you know why they waited for us to leave? Because then it got so crowded probably in front of the cops.
Nobody was paying attention. Yeah. It was just chaotic. It is sad.
And you know what's even sadder? The thing that we do also need to remember in this kind of times is children, but also our elders. Because something else that I do want to mention that I did see during this, like, I understand we're all running for our lives, and some of us are like, fuck everybody, it's every man for themselves. I saw some of the most horrific thing as us as human beings doing to just each other, just trying to escape it. Sadly, there was an old lady there that was trying to run away just like all of us, and there were two grown men running in front of me. And they bulldozed themselves through this woman and, like, threw her up against this car. Aww. And she was so scared of the shooters herself. And I hate to say this, but she peed herself and she had pee, like, all over herself. And I literally pointed towards the garage and I was like, go. Just go. You need to start going that way. Mm-hmm. Because the shots were coming from where we were running from. So get away from there.
Right.
But I don't know.
So... social media mm-hmm. is very triggering right now.
Yeah, I can't go really on Facebook. And, like, I have kind of watched just, like, some of the parade aspects of it. Because the thing is it is sad because I do want to remember it as a good thing. But it is sucky that it is mostly a bad thing. But I try to remember just the good parts about it, what it was supposed to be for. And it does just really make me sad because, like I told Mom, it does really make me scared to even go to a Kansas City Chiefs game. And I know that you get checked with metal detectors and stuff with
it. Still got to get into the stadium.
Yeah. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just makes me nervous. And that's just so many people. And I'm just so, honestly, I told her earlier, even just, like, me maybe going to the movie theaters, I was like, I'm worried that just might even be scary.
I did tell her she's not Abraham Lincoln and she should be fine going to a theater.
And I understand that. It's just the fact that I'm not going to be able to see what's going on.
Right.
And it just makes me really nervous. And, like, I was supposed to go to work today because I only used one day of, like, earned time off. But I had to call in today because...
You just need a day to process.
Well, and there was no way that I could physically go to work today and process like a normal human being.
You didn't sleep well?
I didn't sleep well. Well, once I got home, I came in here and she had an air mattress still up from when the grandkids stayed the night in her room. So I laid on it for a second, just trying to, one, hide myself from my son while I was just a complete mess. And I had the worst headache of my life. And I told her, I was like, you know, I really don't feel good. My whole body hurts. My head hurts. And she gave me some Tylenol and everything. And I laid down for a little bit. And right after I took my medicine and took a drink of water, I immediately sat up and she's like, what? I was like, I'm definitely going to puke. And I definitely sat in there for a good minute puking.
Yeah.
And
we let you go to bed.
And we let me go to bed. Grayson slept in here.
Grayson,
with you.
We kept Grayson for the night so that you could, because we didn't know what kind of night you were gonna have.
It was not a good night. It was a lot of tossing and turning. I know. I woke up. Well, I fell asleep around like 12 o'clock because I was still awake when you guys came in my room. Because you were like, "Where's the pull ups for Grayson?" And everything.
That was probably what 9:30, 9:45.
Yeah, I was still awake then. And
you had been laying down for about an hour.
Yeah, and I stayed. I was probably up till like, probably like 12:30-ish, and then I fell asleep. Woke up at 1 because I was just having awful nightmares. And I know it sounds cliche, but like literally, I just can't get the look off these little girls' face off my mind, and just the faces of everybody I saw, you know, it just breaks my heart. And so, like, I've just been had a really hard time sleeping last night. And then I woke up, I scared the shit out of Mom at 1 a.m. this morning.
I literally sat up in the bed without even like pushing myself up. I was just like, blam!
Like, straight up, like, who is it that does that? Is it Dracula?
Yeah.
Yeah, who just straight sits up while he's in his coffin. Yeah, it was basically that. And it's because I woke up and my son wasn't in my room, and I told her just to come, like, lay him in my bed. And he wasn't in there, so I got nervous, and I was like, oh, God, what is he getting into?
It's like you crawled down in the floor, and you were, like, at the foot of my bed, no, reaching up.
I was up in your bed. Oh. I was like this. I was, like, up in your bed, and I was rubbing, I was, like, checking if Grayson was in between you, because the air mattress was gone.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, where's this child at? And then you sat up, and I was like, oh, I was like, it's just me. I just want to make sure Grayson was in here. And you're like, no, he's good. And I was like, okay, I love you. And then left.
Yeah.
And then I went and sat in my room and cried for about 2 hours.
And then, but like the social media videos, you can watch the parade.
I can watch the parade. I don't like seeing anything about the rally.
Mm-hmm. Because anything Union Station, you don't.
It's too much right now for me. I have videos on my phone of, like, at Union Station with everybody, because I took videos of everyone, because everyone in my family is Chiefs fans. Like, I knew you guys were going to be excited. Minus Justin, yeah. I knew that you would be excited to see, you know, who all I got to see, you know? So I wanted to make sure I got enough video and stuff for it. But I don't even know. I just keep wanting to say it breaks my heart and it makes me sad. Because it does. And I just don't really... It's just like, at this point, I'm just really kind of numb to everything. Because I'm just still so shocked that everything happened the way it did. And, like, I feel so bad for everyone. And I'm just so thankful of how well everybody handled it, because there were stories coming out saying, like, a little boy hurt himself running, and they took him into Union Station, and apparently Coach Reed just held him and told him, like, everything was going to be okay and calmed him down, and that's just so sweet. And same for, like, Trey Smith gave the little boy his WWE Super Bowl belt because he was scared and he was helping him calm down and he knew it would make him feel better. And it's just, it's good.
They tried to wrangle all the children in there to protect them and try to shield them from what was going on.
No, but they did shove all the adults, like, through the parking garages.
Right. But, I mean, at that point, there's, you know, it's chaos.
Yeah.
We can only do the best we can do. Yeah. You can't be mad.
No, I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad. Because I think that was after they had ran us through there is when they started being like, okay, everybody who's left, if there's any children that haven't found their parents, get them into Union Station.
Mm-hmm. So.
Which, like, understood. That's what they needed to do. I'm not upset at that whatsoever. But I was just saying they were shoving a lot of us through the parking garage.
Mm-hmm. So, at this time, and this is like almost 4 o'clock on February 15th, Thursday. The latest is there are 2 juveniles in custody now only. Two juveniles in custody. They said it was a dispute between several people that ended in gunfire. They said that there was not any evidence of it being terrorism, homegrown violent extremist, which would be like those extremist groups. And currently there is 23 victims, including one woman that has now passed. Out of the 22 victims, the ages range from 8 to 47.
And that's just heartbreaking.
And half of those victims are younger than 16.
Yeah, there were a lot of children.
So how does an argument between two juveniles,
two teenagers, turn into
murdering one woman and
killing 11 kids?
Well, not killing. Well, injuring.
Sorry. But just think about them kids. Like, I feel so awful about them. Because, like, they're going to have to live with this for the rest of their lives. And I'm sure, and some of them are native to Kansas City. They're going to be terrified to go outside their homes. I'm scared to even go to Kansas City. I waited until I was out of, technically, Kansas City to even stop.
Yeah, you were kind of south.
But you know what I meant. I had to stop when I did because I only had 1 bar of gas left. So I had to stop. I had no option.
But you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be okay. Life's going to go on, as everybody knows, but
life's going to go on, but we could do so much better. As people.
People should just be good to other people. Treat others with respect. Be smart.
Don't automatically assume when we want to change the gun laws. Don't automatically just assume that it means that we want to take guns away. I don't want to take guns away. I just want people to be responsible. I want people to lock your guns up so juveniles don't get your guns. I want you to, you know, teach your children
gun safety.
Give them the knowledge that guns hurt people.
And kill people.
And it's not necessary to ever use that gun unless you feel your life is in danger. And then, you know, there just needs to be a lot better education and a lot stricter laws
than what's in place.
I mean, in Texas, a woman with mental problems came in, went into a church
and murdered.
Well, she ended up shooting one guy, but she ended up getting killed. She had a child with her. But in a church. So there's really no place.
Yeah.
No place is safe until we get control. I want to thank you for listening to this episode if you followed it all the way through.
I just want to take a minute to say that everybody thinks that gun violence isn't going to affect them until it does. And after it does, you walk around the rest of the day in a haze, thinking that it's a fever dream or just a dream, waiting for it to end. And then the worst part is when you go to sleep at night and all the memories of the day comes back to kind of haunt you. And I believe that's what Adrienne is dealing with. After we recorded the episode, we have not talked about it since. And we're going to try to move on with normalcy in our lives as much as we can. But of course, we have to go on. And hopefully, if it just helps one person or one person decides to make changes that could change this, then that's a win. Unfortunately, just one person at a time is sometimes what it takes. But I just want to tell people that you're not immune to this. You're not immune to this. It can happen to you. It can happen to your family. It can happen to somebody you love. So hug your family a little tighter. There's been a lot of hate sent out from some of the players of the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think it's sick. Nobody knows how to act during what's going on. From what I understand, there was a dinner afterwards, and they said shame on them for having a dinner. But let's keep in mind, most of these people actually don't live in Kansas City. They have homes in their home states that they go back to their immediate families after season. And that was a goodbye dinner. That was a dinner saying goodbye. And it also probably took some time for everybody to debrief and discuss how they were going to post on social media, because, you know, that is a sticky situation when you're in the limelight. You know, and this morning, before I posting this, I did see that Taylor Swift did contribute $100,000 to Lisa's GoFundMe. And we hope that, you know, money won't take away what happened and won't help her family and her children. But, you know, if it can ease some of the burden so they can grieve, I completely get that. So thank you for joining us. And hopefully our next podcast will be a lot less heavier. Have a great week.